Come again. I see. How's it good here? He beat. Dorian, where? Oh. Hi, Dorian. Okay. Dorian, all right. Hi. Yes, sir. Now it was the last stub day outside of the thinking. Try to make it inside. And it's what he is. Mine. It is.
Namo Gurave, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Gurave, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Gurave, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya.
Now we are together today also, so we need we are getting for the action of Dharma. Therefore, we need to make a special motivation for that. Who didn't drive? Huh? Really? I see. Oh, I see. Okay. So we are together for the Dharma action. Therefore, I think we must try to make good motivation. So different kinds of it, you see. If you want the future to be free from the rebirth of the lower realms, one thing also you think about that. If you more than that, if you want free from the samsara, completely suffering and the cause of sufferings, if you want free from that, also that's within motivation. That's what you need to think about. Then if we are actually follow the Mahayana path, so therefore I think we're wishing for most ourselves to become a being Buddha, benefit for the sentient beings, not for our themselves, but for the others. So therefore, I want to become a being Buddha for the other sentient beings. For that, I need to have the completely understanding of the Dharma, because I want a completely meditation of all those paths. So without study, we cannot do that by dream or by miracle. Nothing happened like this. So the people like miracles, but okay. It's a good one. He's very good. Okay, come here. How is your apprentice? Okay, from San Diego. You can sit here also if you want to, you see. So now we follow the Mahayana tradition. Therefore, I think that's, you remember, that's better. Here says, if you want to cross the river, one time cross the river, better than two times. This has been already. So that means if we start from the beginning of the Mahayana tradition, then you don't need to go through the Shavaka and Patikas. If you start with practice from Shavaka and Patikas, then you need to also two times also should be, when finish that, then you need must come. You need must to come to the Mahayana path. Because become a being Buddha without high vehicles, go through high vehicles, you will not be become a being Buddha. That's why all those I think says here already, so tied to all the collection. Remember of those, each words. So together, put together, the one form, I think is very important things. Really it is. You have like I and a piece. So those are put together, you know. So that's what, try to remember of that. Then you see now, say, so one time become a, once, yeah, river. If you cross the river, not two times, one time if you do. This like that. If you start from Mahayana tradition, then one time become a delusion, illusion, both can be free from that. So that's why I think. So now we think about ourselves become a being Buddha, benefit for the other sentient beings. So therefore, I need to have the complete understanding of Dharma. That's why I'm studying and practicing for Dharma. So now, also say, remember, very important things. We follow the Dharma, not only part of the Dharma. It's here, a little bit from here, a little bit from here, a little bit from here. It's not so good. Need to be, go through paths, you know, study. So, because we want a completely result, related with completely practice. If we don't do completely practice, little bit, that's we not enough for the great result. Therefore, we need to, really it is, go through title, go through the study, and then go through the, you know, practice. This is hard, but don't forget, remember that. Chaitanya says in the Bodhichaya Avatara, even it is very hard, if you try again and again, then one day will be there. See? That's why in the Chaitanya book said that, because he advised to us, just like us, you know. We are not strong enough practice, you know, because weak, you know, like shaking like this. Try to make stable, I think. Faith, devotion. One day, okay, one day, no good. One day, 1 month, okay, 1 month, no. 1 year, okay, 1 year, no good. That's no good. Doesn't make a result, you know. So go through, even very little things, even it is very little. Go through all the ways without break. If we do like that, then we. So remember, like, you know, some of the, you know, if we somebody's work, like very example, I think, somebody very difficult work it is, like a small hill or something, digging out and hold those dusters, do it if you want to move to other place. One time very difficult to do it, but little by little, if you do, you can do that. Do you have example? I think I have, because the ant. It is very tiny, but when they're digging from the dirt, you know, from the land, too much fire up. Really, that's kind of. Did you see that? Yeah, yes. Yes, in the forest, lots of ants, you know, bring things, really fire up, very huge. They work like this, without break also. If we do like without break practice, even very small practice, but if we do continually, to by diligence, if we do, that's the ways. One day will be there. That means one day to be a result. We will get the result. So that's the thing I think we need to think about. We're losing the times, you know. It's not so good. Because the laziness take time from us, hurt to us. By our laziness, no, somebody else's laziness hurt to us, no. Our laziness to hurt. Example, my laziness hurt to me. If I do laziness, follow that. So then hurt. We do see the hurt, you know, does it do like the bossing or something? Does it do like that? Without the known, tremendous damage, you know. Same thing like, you know, negative mind, desire, anger, hatred, they also damage for us. But without knowing, we don't know. Just, you know, if you challenge with something, maybe says a word, very strong word is a challenge, we think, oh, good. I did good things, maybe victory. But actually, we are losing. We are lost, really it is. Because that's the result of that comes later. Comes later. In the hell realms, or very bad words used, hell realms. Medians, hungry ghost police, small ones on your section. Reborn about them. That's what those are we can see. During the Buddha's time, actually to prove the karma by examples, that's what we need. Then one mother has a son, you know, one mother has a son. Son's father was very famous, the bait, you know, like great, you know, the bait, victory from the others, many of the conquerors or others. So then, father passed away. So mother asked to his son, her son, your father's challenge with the you know, like philosophy, challenge. He was victory, many different places. He has great reputation. Why don't you do that? And he did, but then he couldn't do the Buddhism. I mean, the support of Buddhas cannot do that. He said, mother said, you do that. If you don't do those, you will not be great, but you will not be victory from the great one. So you don't have that much reputation. He says, son says, I cannot bait with those Buddhist monks. I cannot do that. I cannot challenge with them. They are much more bright and much more, wisdom than I do. So mother says, okay, you must do it. When you challenge, if you cannot by reasons, then you shout. You like this, you like this, you like this, you know. Tell, you know. They will don't reply to you like this because they keep vows and they don't say. So they will be maybe caught. Then that means people think, mother is sorry, cuckoo. then people think you are victory. Then sometimes ask to do that. One day he did. Then he says you're like a, you say your head is like a, you know, peach, horse, lions, or that's kind of tremendous meaning of the day. He said, you look like this, you look like this, you look like this. Said. Then he passed on. Then he reborn the ocean nearby there, in the ocean. He was reborn very huge fish life. And the different 18 heads, different 18 heads. Then everybody surprised. That's what happened. Then Buddha, you know, try to make karma improve. So Buddha, everybody then look at, go there and see, you know. Many people are going to see that, oh, that's, you know, this kind of water is there. Huge like this, like a different head. So then Buddha went to there. Buddha blessed, who are you? Try to can be make an answer. Who are you? I'm Shiva Sesha. His period life is his Sesha. His name is Sesha. I am Sesha. Then why are you having like this different kind of the head? Then I've accepted my karma. What did you make karma? Because then I talked to the monks, you look like this, you look like this, you look like that. That's kind of I did. That's why I have this. See? So that's kind of bad word used. Really, that's just, you know. So anyways, result of different kind of. So anyways, we should think about all those. So main thing is the all those I try to make remember those, try to, you know, put together like impermanent karma, compassion, loving kindness, all those are, if you, whatever you heard is, when you do practice, when necessary, what you need to put together, that's what we need to do. You know, piece of carpenters, piece of wood, they made them, what they want, made it. They made to put together, then they become a make one big poem. Just like that, that's what we need to do. So think about that. So now, so we need also to have the teaching, you know, teaching or completely teachings we need. And also, you remember, talk about teaching. He said, she said, that was says, we're not enough for that. We need it, which we are follow the teachings. Teaching from by Buddha. From that, then, like Ayasang or Nagarjuna and all Indian masters, they also came through, come through of that, and they did practicing. And the result of that, result of practice, they have accomplishment of the practice. Whatever they have, just like this kind of, we need to follow the teachings. So that's what I'm saying. So teaching, very important. So now, then we remember last week, teachings all those came through the lineages. We need to have a lineage. Lineage, you know, from Buddha. First of all Buddha Dharma, any kind of, you know, Buddhism, if it is Buddhism, came from teaching from Buddha. I don't know, you know not me. Which we have lots of the palm or rivers in the world. So all those are came from ocean and go to the ocean also. You believe or not, I'm not sure. So it's, it means, maybe you think, so, oh, some waters came from the snow mountain. If snow also came from ocean,
If there are no snow, ocean, will not be snow. You know, all those are everything, waters, whatever, big river or pond or whatever, has all those are came from the ocean. Just like that, Buddha's teachings are 84,000 teachings. That's what it says. It is, says means it is. All those are came from Buddha. She came from Buddha. So that's why we need to follow the real. We want to completely, truly result. Means like a result of the like being Buddha, or result of the then our hearts, result of the something, you know, what even we want to be free from the low rounds. Or those are through the teachings. So that's we need to follow the Buddha mystic teaching. So those, that's why I think lineages. Teaching came from lineage. Lineage from Buddha to then all the ways entered our guru. Like His Holiness now holder of the lineage. Mostly everything is he has a and also hold of land, not necessarily one, many, someone's get the lineage, like Lamrim lineage. Many people got Lamrim lineage, but hold lineage and also to make also development lineage for the others, the difference. Someone heard his teaching of the Lamrim, but if they cannot make explanation of the Lamrim, that they got the lineage, but they cannot make the lineage for others. Cannot make it. But His Holiness, this both ways, something like this. So we also thank God. So I think it's, you know, that's why I think it's, you remember last week, Wednesday. Lama Tsongkhapa, before Lama Tsongkhapa, there is a lineage, but all those lineages, one by one, first Buddha, then from this was like Ayasang, Maitreya, Ayasang, also compassion lineage, that's what. From Buddha, wisdom lineage, from Buddha to Manjushri, from Manjushri to Nagarjuna, from Nagarjuna, to all the ways came through to enter our guru. So last time I talked about anything from the Atishas, then all lineages, two lineages and junction together, you know, together. See, that's one. So from Atisha, then all lineages are together. We are lineages together, yes. But different lineages came from Buddha to Ayasang, from Buddha to Nagarjuna's base. But do practice both needed. Practice. Wisdom and bodhicitta, both cannot be separation. Cannot do that. But giving the lineage is a little bit different. But need to be practiced, each of the gurus must, they did practice of the bodhicitta and also wisdom. They got the receive of those. So that's it. But sometimes people think, different lineages, this is only one, you know, from Buddha to Maitreya, with Ayasang, with only the bodhicitta lineage. They don't have the wisdom lineage. Yeah, they have. But obviously, who hold up to think about it. Just anyway, say, that's good to know. So that's it. Then Lama Tsongkhapa did put together. We have Lamrim Pucha, Lamrim Pure. So when he made this, I think, place called, you remember, that town is like a north of Tibet. The one like a rock, like a lions, you see. Place name, what say? No. Nine rock, I see, yes. Riding, riding. Riding, so place called riding, yes. So there. So anyways, so then Lama Tsongkhapa did all those lineages, pray together one by one. This is. Then when we finished that, whole lane is 1 month. Person to person, just like they're showing, you know. He's seeing. And it also can be taught, you know, that's kind of tremendous deed, is it? Really? Tremendous. That's a system we have now. We are having this, that system. Now we have it. Really, it's great. Really, it is. Or they had like this wonderful, we don't think by this. Oh, we had like this kind of wonderful. Yes. So think about it. So that's all we have. So if we actually can be follow those, then we are having that one. So Lamrim teachings are from those masters go through. One by one, all the lineages came to us. So that's it. So the next thing is, when we do the meditation of the Lamrim, think about all those, really quality of, you know, from Buddha, and then all those holy Indian great masters, and also then Atisha's ways, those Lamrim lineages came to the Tibet. From that ways, also so many, then gurus also we have. So all those, try to make, think about, not one. Each, if you, in the book, each one has that one, each one has it. But if you cannot remember of that, but general, there is like that. Try to appreciate me, appreciation. So to pay the devotion, I think if you do like that, it will be great. So that's it. Now then, what is now, next one?
We're at the last page of the first day, page 41 in the ground book. And we just started at the top of the page, we had one sentence. When our teacher Buddha taught, there was no tradition of having two lineages, one for the oral transmission and one for the oral discourse.
I see. Now this talk about, when we do explanation, what kind of, when we do teachings, different kind of teachings to talk about, you know? There are four different kind of teachings. What to say? Shiti, Nyoti, Zukti, Mati, and four.
Discourse,
different kind of discourse, you know. So, what we are doing this and what you think from those four? You see, we are first one experience teachings, you know, experience means do teaching, then there's a need to meditate. Then when they suppose, when they got the experience, yeah. Then the next one go. No whole thing like teaching like this. Example, like, you know, example, like, what is it? Impermanent teachings. Do impermanent teachings. First of all, Tanjuru Nyekas, I think from the Lamrim ways, the teaching of the 18 quality legal law. That's all we do. Do teaching only that one, then stop the teaching. Students, they do practice and meditate. meditate. Then when they got experience, then move next one. Then that means next one. The next one can be Tanjung Yeka, then the dating permanent section. When they got this also, then there's also teaching and then the practice, meditate. When they got the experience, everything, then next one. So that's kind of teaching. This is a very high level student, you know. Person who has time. We don't have time, I think. Yes, it's doing like this, okay? So, let's say who has time and also opportunity. Not only just time. Even someone says time, but cannot do like that. Because if there are no opportunity, doesn't have much opportunity, cannot do that, even they have time. So all those kind of, actually, we need to have the practitioners need to have the really merit, great merit. We need to have great merit. So that's what I said from the Buddha's teachings. So we have in the Panchaparamita text in the university, you know. So that's what I said. Sunam nami vyataras. If you have merit, the result of that to have the happiness, the Dunghe says to make purify the suffering. Two works. Try to giving the happiness and to make purify the sadness or purify the suffering. Yes. So now they means then we if we have merit. So then they mean someone can lose whatever you thought. That's wish for. Exactly happened like this, if you have merit. What do you call? I don't know merit. Having merit person. You can say, what is that? Who has this merit? Sunam. Who has this? What do you call it? Lucky person. Fortunate. Yeah. Fortunate is, I think, I don't know, Western's ways, fortunate came from where? Dharma's ways, fortune came from the, actually, to make a, not only good karma, so good result means merit means dedication by bodhicitta or something. You see, that's kind of the thing. What he said in Western, fortunate one. That's what came from where you think? They said that, but then fortunate came where? Everyone has or not? You don't know? Yeah. I don't know. Then someone does lucky, someone doesn't know lucky, then what's the difference? Because the cause, really it is cause. So sunam means if we do offerings, you know, offering to the high level and low level beings, generosity, high level beings, do make more, not necessarily physically object. Try to make a mental object is tremendous. We can full of the whole universe, to full of the you know, substance of the offerings by meditating. Really? If you go like do like this, that's a loss of making merit. So those are causes of the to have the good fortune, yes, cause of that. See, that's what we need. If we have that like this, Then obstacles cannot be harm us. You know, obstacles. You understand obstacles? Sometimes someone do good practice, obstacles come to them. If you practicing but not so like this, obstacles doesn't come there. No. Sometimes I told you, thief comes to the rich place. Thief doesn't come to the poor place. No. So just like that. Obstacles come with the person who does really going well, practice well. Then they want to put down, take down, back, you know, put down. Because Maharaj, obstacle. They're obstacle, okay. There's people here, you think obstacles, what do you think obstacle? And the Western people say, you have a word, it's an obstacle. What is the obstacle's meaning?
Bad luck.
Why? Bad luck means what an obstacle? Who made it? Who made it? Yes, who made it? Nobody made it, I think. Made by themselves, I think. Themselves. Because if we do negative actions, then negative actions result is which we don't want to result. That's kind of bring the result. So that's anyways. Okay, that's anyways, like experience, we talk about it, to make experience, you know, experience of the practice. You see, that's nyamti, nyonti means nyonti, nyon means like that, experience. That's very difficult to do. But many of the holy beings, yeah, they do. Or, you know, say. Then, nyamti. Nyamti, nyamti. That's the next one. It means even you don't have experience. Like also student of good both ways, both ways. Someone's, you know, nyamti is good way himself or herself to have the experience. That's what it is. Very difficult. With students, also same thing. Nyamti means another giving the, what is it? Discourse over what you say? Discourse, did you say that?
Formal discourse.
Discourse, okay.
Concise discourse.
I don't know, discourse, what do you think discourse means? Teacher?
Teaching.
Discourse. Okay, this course, okay. This course of Dharma. This course may be many different ways, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like in the universities, you know, like this course, many, they have this course, is it? So, but here, this course means confusing sometimes. People think, oh, what kind of this course? I got this course, I had it. From this university, I heard that's why I got these lectures or something. That's not included this one. This course means teachings, Dharma teachings. Dharma teachings. So that's nyanti means teacher and also teachings. They didn't get experience, but to understanding of that, understanding of nyamti means understanding well, and also by teacher and also the students. If you got it, then you got the nyamti, you got already. See, that's the next one, nyamti. Then mati means naked. You say naked. I say that one. Naked explanation.
Raw.
Yeah, like. Yeah, we can. Mati means like doctors does. You know, show the bodies. You know, structures. Just like that. You know, Bane and everything, you know, with the body, you know, maybe take a, open the body, they true like this. That's mati. It's real. What say?
The discourse that give a detailed discussion of the words in a text.
That's, yeah, that's zuti. By one zuti. My finger pond to the, you know, like this. The trees. Then another one, the mati.
The concise discourse refers to oral teachings that do not elaborate much on the words of the text,
okay,
but instead expose the heart of the instruction, much as skillful doctors dissect the corpse.
That's mati. Yeah, this is the mati. Yeah, doctors, you know, to open the bodies and then. So take students there to introduce, you know, that's mati. Just like that, also we, from this also discourse, Dharma discourse, also we do like this. These are, I think, maybe, yeah, okay. Okay, those different kind of four different kind of trees, okay? He trees, mati trees. Nyamtis, nyamtis, four. So that's one. Then, this one, would you like to read?
The way they point out the five solid organs, the six hollow organs, etc.
Yeah, this is, that's what we read, okay? Yeah.
Would give a vivid introduction.
Mm-hmm.
In the informal discourse, the Lama speaks from his own experience, and the teaching is designed to have the maximum effect on his disciples.
That's the nyonti, means experience, isn't it? That's really it is. We need to do like that. You see? But, okay, then?
The practical teaching is as follows.
Yeah, then when finish this, when you got the experience, then next one to teach, you know? Oh, yeah.
They are not taught the next topic until they have gained.
Okay, wait a minute. Not this, okay. And all those, you know, like this course, there are four different kinds of those. When we get there, this course, Nyamnyong case means experience, blessing of the experience, stream, I think. Should we say that? Junior means.
For the obtaining of
mindstream? Yeah. 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 The blessing of the, what is it called? Blessing?
Mindstream.
Yeah.
Maybe
about 41. Yuechins. Any? Ju dovala depends. To make a trim on mind to be, you know, very benefit for them.
They are most beneficial for taming the mind.
Yeah, that is the, that's actually talked about from before as a nyonti, yes. Then? Oh yeah. Now this Shaya Pamukkava, he going to give the Lamrim this time then Nyamtich to the Bhuanis means Nyamtich to the Bhuanis means Shaya Pamukkava himself, all those subjects are clear himself. And also this just then give to the students. Nyamtichin boy, then his Sayiponga gave the material teaching of the Lamrim. What is this Lamrim is?
This teaching that the book is based on.
Which it is? The name of this teaching.
Liberation.
Yeah, that's it. That's one. See, Sajid Pongkava giving, teaching Nyam Trit means. He all the subjects, everything by himself, inside. Inside means through his mind, everything realized, clear, and then given to the students. You see, then?
A few of those present are unfortunate enough only to have the time to attend this sort of teaching once or twice.
Oh, yeah, that's the great fortunate students said that or says. Kawa chungas means,
not lucky.
No lucky or no opportunity. And then, one to time to get the received teachings. Otherwise, they don't have the time. They don't have the time. You don't remember. So, pension to turn to me, to any other pension, you know, on the I think there's a not much time students and also they need to do lots of things for this life. So for those beings, for those to giving the teaching of the Nyurlam is quick path. Quick path. You want a quick path? See, that's what I'm saying. That's we are. In Western countries, we don't have much time, I think. We need a quick path, I think.
They are interested in these teachings, although they must later go their separate ways. For their
sakes,
for their sakes, I shall be combining the swift path and the two lineages of Manjushri's own words.
Yes. That's true, large or small, that's true. And then?
Later on, when we get to this, that
part. Yes, means after that, then? Later on, means after that, then?
I shall give the 7-point mind training on the interchange of self.
Yeah, that's this in here. 7-point mind training comes later. The Chekhov's teaching. 7-point mind training comes later into this book here, has it? So that's there.
I have no inhibitions about giving this teaching. It will create root merits for the two departed aristocrats in whose memory this teaching is being given.
Oh, yeah. Then? Oh yeah, there's Larm Chenas Yin Wanka Tabu Lalo Yinkar Kenyi Gwadril Mepi Tuan Chin Jungas. The Larm's giving teaching by teacher or student listeners, they have more result, but there no pause. But if you to get the one and one, you know, one and this explain one and also come out of the like a, you know, like a come out of the example is like someone's giving the one in the Yamataka one and then come out of that also. That's very dangerous. Very dangerous. Really, it is. Lama need be also qualified. If he not qualified, then he also dangerous. Even he gave it. Students also very, very dangerous. Both. So need be qualified from the guru and a qualifier also should both side, and then with them also whatever have commitment to giving the Dalai Lama or taking the Dalai students need to be keep carefully. If you don't do it like this, then much more they want to get the what care means what they want a good results, but they didn't get the good result. More than that, more faults comes, yes. Downfall, you know, faults. So Lama is very good. Much ever have we heard Lama gave Lama, okay, that's good. No much need to be good motivation. Otherwise, like eight words dominance if by giving the teachings not so good either. But the listeners also try to make a good pure motivation. If you do like this, very good. See, that's what I said. Then, would you like to read them? Lamrim Chenas, if.
A Lamrim teaching can only be most beneficial.
Oh, yeah.
All of you practice what you can, and you must pray on behalf of these two departed noblemen.
Oh, yeah. You just go back to a little bit, this one. Jinda means benefit of what say?
The two aristocrats explained in another book, I think.
No, you should get that answer. What say there? They would read this, okay.
Oh, you practice what you can and you must pray on behalf of the two departed noblemen.
Mm-hmm. No, you're too short, this one, I think. Name doesn't need it. Get at the wrong answer. The own.
It's two of the royal houses.
Oh, yeah, this is it. Okay, doesn't need it. Okay, this one. Huh? The sponsors, yeah. Two sponsors for the teaching. The sponsor of the teachings, yes. And then. Lawrence, oh, yeah. Jinda, this one. Shangju. Shangju Gursune, Lamrim Sumchi, Wune, Lung Chungzire, Nani Trolls. Lamrim Sum is there, three Lamrims, you know, remember? It's a Yulam and a Jambe Chalung, means what it says? Yeah, two large one and a small one, you know? That's Lamrim, three Lamrim texts start beginning reading. Blessing for that. Then, now, day two, what do you say?
Day two, Lama Pabongka Rinpoche began.
Marmai. Oh. Nyimper Rinpoche Shen is, and then Pabongka Rinpoche Shen, yeah, that's okay, yeah. Then, second day, then Shaji Pamukkava Rinpoche says, Hielin is from the mouth, Hielin says, then quotation from Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching, Chujaba Tsongkhapa Chimbi Sunglim is a quotation from the Lama Tsongkhapa's book. What kind of a book? This is three principal path, you know, books. These words are from there. Then all those essence of the old Buddha's teachings. All praise, the path of the praise or prayer by the some of Buddhas. Then this I'm Tibetan, but then you can read, okay? Kadin Thandan Jungus, this the step, you know, the step of the person who we are become a revelation or revelated. Liberation. You want this? Then Chitaranuji Dakshya says, whatever I can, I will, whatever I can to do explanation, I do so. Mm-hmm. So this is the Lama Tsongkhapa's so, a word. Now would you like to read this? But what they say is there.
I shall explain as best I can the import of the essence of all the victors' scriptures, the path praised by holy victors and their children, the gateway for the fortunate wanting liberation.
Mm-hmm. So now the Bodhisattvas, the three principal path is renunciation, bodhicitta, the wisdom, understanding of shunyata. All those three is the essence of the Buddha's teachings. Essence of Buddha's teachings. That's what I'm saying. First word, first line. They all those paths, Jase means the son of the Buddha, or everyone's to praise, means because this is excellent, because it is something like this. Person who wish to become freedom, there are different kind of freedoms, but in this case, freedom of the great vehicles, because the thunder is jungle. Whatever I can, I will tell. Means that he can, Lama Tsongkhapa can do that, but how much I can, that means for he says, your ego, dumb. Huh? Oh, yeah. I can, I said, which I can, what? If I can. Okay, the new Dark Hebrews. Here's some Batara said that. Now, would you like to read this then?
Read it
again. Many. Next one. Anyways, the three principal paths. Very important, really, it is. Both renunciation, first renunciation, then bodhicitta, understanding of shunyata. Those three things. Very important for become a being Buddha also, yes. Become a being Buddha. But become a shavaka, a heart of shavaka, a heart of patikas, not hold those things, three things, doesn't need it. Must have the renunciation, then understand of shunyata. Bodhicitta not necessarily for the, to have the bodhicitta become a being, shavaka and patika, a heart, you know. That means, not necessarily free from samsara, free from sufferings and the cause of sufferings, not necessarily bodhicitta to have it, but must need to have the renunciation and also understanding of shunyata. Because shunyata is the wisdom. Wisdom is the antidote of the all negativities, delusions. So that's all. So I think it's very important things. So if become a being with all those three things, very, very important things, very important paths, you see? So that's one. Then?
This teaching is the quintessence of all the scriptures of the victorious one.
Mm-hmm.
In the small scope section, you become moved to renounce the lower realms.
Okay. Wait, just stop there. When you read whole things, one like this line, then you think about it. You know? First it says, Shibi Chungu Kap means small scope in this case or in this time. What is more important from three principal paths? What is more important? So there says in Nyesoli Yinjung Nyinjung Tas, the renunciation is a very important thing. Renunciation is, what do you think renunciation means? Renounce. You know, I don't want to be there. You know, like if place is very filthy and a dangerous place, you don't want to stay there one minute. You renounce from that area. You understand? Just like that. When we renounce from the lowdowns, any kind of, I don't want to be there. So, that's a renounce. Means sometimes renounce means attachment also. Like object. We need to make renounce from the samsara object. But sometimes we need it. So, but even renounce, but we can use it. This kind of also, there are sessions. Okay, now, Chungu means, lost cups, you know, lost cups? Which says low or small?
Small.
Yeah, small cup. What from the three principles, what you need, master, you need to have the renunciation. Renunciation means, Nyansongli Yin Chung is, I don't want to be there in the hungry. Nyesong means I don't want to be in the hell realms. I don't want to be hungry ghost place. I don't want to be animal section. So that's a completely, totally give up. You know, that's what's, actually this is renounce means give up. You see? Give up. I don't want to be there. That's the renunciation is more important from the small vehicle. There, drink. Next one, would you like to read?
In the small scope section, you become moved to renounce the lower realms, and in the medium scope.
No, wait a minute. That's the lower realms. That's already finished. The medium, what's it? Medium.
And in the medium scope, you are moved to renounce all samsara.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Medium scope means when we do. Renounce not only low realms, renounce from the koatadalis, from the all samsaras, including human beings, including renounce human beings, including the gods, it's gods realms, yes, completely, not only the low realms, renounce only low realms, but the renounce low realms and also high realms. Must be renounced from the high realms. High realms, there are three human beings around, asuras around, and also gods and goddesses around. Completely, we need to renounce. So that's not there.
But you will not achieve these unless you depend on the long realm.
Oh, yeah. See, Kuatadala, Yin Jungi, Yin Jung saw a chance. That's kind of a renunciation. How can we get the idea of that? Should be related to all teaching of the Lamrim. Without, teaching of the Lamrim, it's difficult to get that. Then?
Precious Bodhicitta is the path praised by the holy victorious ones and their.
Oh, yeah. Now, renunciation, that's good. So, renunciation is two different ways. A small scope and a medium scope, both need. And a medium scope is not only low rounds, renounce from low rounds, renounce from the completely samsara, six rounds of beings. See, six rounds. Then, now, Bodhicitta is अरे जैसे तंबा नंच हाफी लम्स से बोधि बोधि सेवर्स प्रेज टू द पैड दैट्स पार्ट्स व्हाट काइंड ऑफ पैड्स देन बोध चीता सो यू से रूम बचेस एंड आई थिंक दे से नेक्स्ट वन विल से
Precious Bodhicitta is the path praised by the holy victorious ones and their children.
And then the next one you need to be, or think about it.
The gateway for people who want liberation is the correct view of emptiness that is free of the two extremes of substantialism and nihilism.
Ah, yeah. So, this. Yuna Shekus, Taraja Tawa, Lamcha Rinpi, Titsu Ndutabalis. Also, then Ngenjung, the renunciation, Bodhicitta, and Taraja Tawa means also like opening of Dagajuna also, or realization of emptiness. Those are to get to get means to have by practice of the lamram. Without it, that one should be, should not be pointed out. Say that once. You understand?
Yet you will not achieve these.
Everybody is understood. You can talk to me, okay? If you don't understand it, better be more explained. Anyways, now renunciation, bodhicitta, understanding of shunyata or realization of shunyata, those three, very, very important. Very important. The renunciation is important for the first, you know, like the low rounds, hungry ghost, me, hell round, hungry ghost round. Those are animal section for the during the first vehicles. What is small vehicle? Small. Scorpion. Okay, that time. Then during the midin scorpion, that time with the renunciation before that, with them then completely renounce from the samsara. The six rounds, you know, six rounds. You know, the three low rounds, three high rounds. Altogether, six rounds of beings means this one. So that's it. Then, and it does it, tamadhinha pilams, for the become a being Buddha, all those three things all needed. Renunciation, bodhicitta, understand of shunyata, all those are we needed. So try to make practice of that. Then?
Therefore, in order to gain Buddhahood, you must develop these three fundamentals of the path in your mind stream.
Okay, that's it. You understand? This is the last one. Everything's in there, really. If you cannot hold the whole thing, but last sentence, last words, this one says. Sanjay Tava Lanj So Tesun Jula Shegus. Jula Shegus. All those three, to have those three, then what do we need to do? Next one, sentence says.
You must depend on the long rim to generate these three in your mind.
Yeah, that's it. There's Jula Shewas, for to have those three. To have or to be born with our consciousness, what we need to do, because relying to the Lama teachings or to practice. You see, that's what then.
So from the very start.
Then answer. Therefore, then. Tomorrow's beginning. Then what say?
So from the start, adopt this for your motive.
Kulon la dagi sengi tangi tangi sangi kumato basha. Yeah, that's, would you like to read this? Therefore, then?
Adopt this for your motive. I shall gain Buddhahood. scope of the long
range. That's what we are saying here. We are saying this, you understand? We are saying, or Sunday also, then I say in the Tibetan, this one saying. So things are translated, you see, that's all. So that's very important. This is not only for the Lambran teachings. Any kind of teachings, any kind of practice, if you do all your practice, really motivation for this. Why I do practice? Because I want to become a being Buddha for the benefit for the same being. That's why I do this praise. That's why it says Om Mani Padme Hum. That's why I say, you know, it's like a thing, whatever. Mantra, Bajisapa, whatever, say, sadhana, or even not sadhana. So that's why I do the, you know. Even we help to the others. Why I do help? Because motivation needed. Because I want to become a being with the poor. By this merit, then myself become a being with the poor the others. So that's kind of, this, the motivation is here. What say this is a little small thing to think about and to learn by memory. I think of it. Then Toma Gunlong La Daki, then Sanji Gomotoma. Then Toma's beginning, the motivation is by me, Sanji Gomotoma, by me to have the great enlightenment of the Buddhahood. For that, then Shavasun Shalam Sharambri, Nyam Tishun, Nyam Sulin. This one, when we get the teaching. But when you do practice yourself, those motivations, same kind of motivation. Then?
Bring all your motives and actions in line with such thoughts, and only then listen.
Then answer, Concentration, you must listen to the teachings. That's what I say. Then what kind of teachings? Then, now teachings to tell the teaching, what is the teaching? Would you like to read them?
And what is the Dharma you are going to hear? It is the Dharma of the Supreme Vehicle, the system that leads the fortunate to the level of Buddhahood.
The Gaudenji Sheba's fortunate as person or being person, Sanji said, "Drepi, Tibacho, Chulus, to go to the great enlightenment place." The system, Chulu means system, I think system of the great Mahayana. Oh yeah, that's good, yeah. This Mahayana vehicle. Then?
It is the traditional path of the two great forerunners, Nagarjuna and Asanga.
Oh yeah. Shintai Chenpo, Ludu the Tome Nyisha Lang. So this is very important things. Ludu in the inner, Ludu in the Tome means Nagarjuna and Asanga. That's true, very important, because Buddha himself prophesied. When I become, in the Sevatambi, those means Gaudiya Sutta, in there, I think Gungao, Anandas, or things. If you pass away, who can do explanation? You have the many of the difficult teachings. Who can do make clear for the in the future, asking, then with the proper side. Nagarjuna coming to in the India, also Beta, India, South India. So Nagarjuna is placed there. So anyways, Buddha himself prophesied, Nagarjuna's coming and Ayasan coming in the Buddha, those two will make my teachings are clear for the beings, for the followers. So then,
It is the essence of the thoughts of Peerless Atisha and the great Tsongkhapa, the Dharma king of the three realms.
This Lamsor means, Skinda Chimanya, Lamsor means system of the old, system of the paths, Nagarjuna and Ayasang, then that's one. Then Paranyami Jogo Chenpo. What's it? Next one we'll say.
It is the essence of the thoughts of Peerless Atisha and the great Tsongkhapa.
Oh, yeah.
Dharma king of the three realms.
Jogo Chenpo Tang, constitutes of Tsongkhapa Chenpo, Tu Jishunga Tabi, Dhamma Samos. The Sanctu, this the teaching of the Lamrim is, and also came from Buddha. After that, Nagarjuna and Ayasang. After that, from India, great master, the Atisha. From that to the constitution of Tsongkhapa, means the king of the Dharma. Tsongkhapa. Or those two Jishunga means the essence of the thoughts to came through to us. That's what I think say. Would you like to read again?
It says, it is the essence of the thoughts of Peerless Atisha and the great Tsongkhapa, the Dharma king of the three realms.
Okay, that's true. Then?
This is how the instruction is profound. It has every single key point to be found within the essence of the 84,000 bundles of scripture and organizes...
Wait a minute. Dig first. Church Pongpo Jeti Jeton Gen Hingpo Netam Ji, my song member. I say, all those essence of the 84,000 teachings are together in the Lamrim. For the one person beginning all the way to the greater means to the Buddhahood. All those what need to do, what need to do from now, from ordinary place, go to the greater Buddhahood. What need to do? Oh yeah, that's all those are in the Lamrim. So then,
and it the practice that lead us to our enlightenment into their proper sequence.
Oh yeah, Shantyu Lamjirimpe Nyamti Dodisi Chepalas. Then they, you know, from the four different kind of teachings said, Shaji Pamukkaba going to do the Nyamti now started. I think now we stop here. Tell us, Saji, I think that's now started. So even these things, I think we really is great. So, yeah.
Would you clarify, please, on the renunciation?
Okay.
Are we renouncing, like in the lower scope, the small scope, are we renouncing the
Oh, they renounce for those low realms and also costs of that. Renounce. We, low realms, hell beings, and hungry ghosts, and also animals, life. Those are result of the bad karma. So renounce from that and also costs of those, both ways. Yeah, both, yes, both ways. Because if we don't want to go low realms, then we need to renounce from them. And also then we need to renounce the cost of that, you know. If we don't make destroy the cost of to be reborn there, then continually also rebirth comes of them, you know. So therefore, more important things as renounce for cause of that. See this? And also, we don't want back to there. Especially, I think, high realms, you know, human beings' realm, Asura's realm, God's realms. You wonder, people think reborn in the God's place. That means that people believe in one God. We are not talking about that. God's places, different kind of desire realms, there are different kind of six God's realms in the desire realm. Then form realms, there's 17. 17 different kind of God's realm. They form these, there are four different levels. All those are the God's realms. But we was born there. We was there many times. We don't remember. We was born there. But because just like will of life, talk about, you know, this, you know, six different kind of, you know, will of life. This means go around like this, like will. 20 wills, see, just like this, we are going. If we cannot make skip from the samsara, and then in the six rounds, we sometimes jump, sometimes up, sometimes down the different ways. So we renounce from them, yes. Renounce from them, then what is this, the liberation we want? We want to renounce from that samsara, and what we want to go to the nirvana or the happiness place. It's like, you know, like Shavakara Patika's ways. But we renounce from them, then go to the great vehicle. Means ahart, the different kind of ahartas. Shavaka ahart, Patika ahart, Mahayana's ahart. Mahayana ahartas means being Buddha, become ahart, being Buddha. Great nirvana of Mahayana. That's Buddhahood, being Buddha. So that's kind of, okay? So now I think it's maybe a little bit hard, is it? Yes. Okay, now we do the dedication, which we did the action of Dharma. We are together. I did the explanation of the Dharma. You listen to the teaching of Dharma. By this merit, teaching of Buddha, spiritual teaching of Buddha, long time remained with the beings. Person like he saw Dalai Lama and spiritual masters, holder of the teachings, or those are to have the long life, and like a person who does practice, practitioners. Or those are to have the accomplishment of practice without obstacles. In this country and any other world or country, will not happen like bad things, disease, starvation, and a war. That kind of will not happen. Everything good fortune is coming in this world and the other worlds for the world beings. Penally, we thinking, we wishing for all sentient beings free from delusions and free from illusions, and become a being Buddha, by which we did action of Dharma, we are together.
Shere zewa tenze jaso ye,
Kyabes nirvana dengur anji saye beje shu meto cham arero nangye nide jambo vande sanje jindo mete duma ye dokuye dava kina shubara shu edam na guru ren gandala ka niyata ya ameh. Remember, renunciation, bodhicitta, and the realization of emptiness or wisdom, those three principal paths. We're wishing for all sentient beings to have those three principal paths. Everything we do, including yourself and all the sentient beings, to have this thing. Because we need it completely free from the free from the suffering of happiness, and also delusions and illusions become a being with them. Therefore, we wishing for everyone, all sentient beings, to have the renunciation, to have the bodhicitta, to have the realization of emptiness. Okay? And that's one. And now, here, this one movie, I think it's Milarepa movie. So I think it's somebody made it last time, last year before. Yes, this, they made it. So now this year also, they show in different places.
So now Los Angeles coming.
Oh yeah, there's, yeah, that's coming.
Trình chiếu ngày mai về mùng ở bên West Los Angeles từ ngày thứ 14 cho đến ngày 21. Sau đó lại được trình chiếu ở cái dạp cine gọi là South Coast Plaza
Yogi, I think,
ở Orange County.
Like almost like end of the 11th century. So that's before Lama Tsongkhapa anyways. So as his teacher is Kadam Vigeshi, Shayura. He studied.
Thì cái pháp môn mà của Đức Milarepa này là trước thời của Đức Lama Tsongkhapa. Nhưng mà cái sự học hỏi giáo pháp
Milarepa,
của Milarepa cũng vẫn là trong dòng Kadampa.
He was born at the end of the 12th century. End of the 11th, beginning of the 12th.
So Đức Mập, Đức Milarepa ngày sinh vào cuối thế kỷ thứ 1, đầu thế kỷ thứ 12.
Like a noble family, he was born.
Ngài sinh ra trong một cái gia đình quý tộc.
Merchant. They are rich.
Thì bố của ngài là một bậc quý tộc, giàu có.
And then, nhưng mà son Milarepa at that time very small, very small.
Mà đã chết
and a mother
sớm thì khi mà ngài còn trẻ.
The auntie and also uncle has it.
Thì the father trong gia đình còn lại maybe người cậu
he has lots of positions, lots of money and lots of things he has it.
Thì
so
người,
uncle and auntie
người cậu và
ask,
và người
please,
gì?
You take care of my son. Now, mother and my son cannot look after all those positions, no money and everything is so much. I have this, I cannot look after.
Thì người
so
cha
please,
trước
you to help.
Chết,
uncle and, you know,
thì mới dặn lại cho
his
người em
and
của mình
sister,
và người vợ người em nói là hãy chăm lo
the father's,
cho
Milarepa, father's
vợ
sister,
và con của mình.
Then before he died, they say, oh, very well, you don't
thì
need to worry anything.
Hai cái người kia nói là không có sao, đừng có lo lắng gì hết.
That's, we do
thì,
that. Then,
thì tôi sẽ chăm lo cho
then
vợ,
later,
vợ con của anh.
You know, 1 year is okay. Whatever they need, get everything. So
okay,
they
năm đầu tiên
the 2 years
okay.
Cái gì, then later, then they say,
well,
now your father which left
em đưa
all those finish. Now uncle and auntie, really?
Thì just nói là,
give it.
Nói là sau
it's
2
all,
năm,
all gone already.
Cho
they can see, still are there. But
cho
mother and son is too weak.
Nói với người mẹ và người con nói rằng là bây giờ
they
cái cuộc cải của người bố để
they
lại nó đã hết rồi, không cạn hết rồi, không còn gì nữa.
But they can
và người mẹ và người con thấy là cuộc của cải vẫn còn lại như vậy,
so
tại sao?
Suffer.
Tại sao người anh lại tham
then
đắm như vậy, không có
doesn't have any ideas. any other
way. Của cải nữa. Thì người mẹ rất là khốn khổ. Người mẹ
thấy her son to send the magic,
người
magician,
em đã chiếm đoạt
black magic
của cải đó. Thì yes. Người mẹ mới buồn lắm, mới giữ cho, mới giận dữ, mới cho người con, gửi cho người con đi học các pháp thuật,
so
các
pháp.
Vị lớn lên vị đó học then, tất cả các tà pháp mà tiêu diệt.
I think it's a
người cộng, very người chú
magic, I think, magic.
Và người vợ.
Mantras and so.
One, học được những cái pháp thuật cao
cường. 4 weeks they said in the books.
Ở trong cái lời cái quyển truyện tự thuật về cuộc đời của Đức Vila Rama.
Strong, you know. Thì người nói like this much stones, you know. All those village uncle and auntie, they going to, you know, huh? Yeah, marriage. They going to marry. So many of us together. Then that comes to medicine. So destroyed. So many
customs.
Whole village all things wash away. Then after that,
tiêu hụt hết tất cả các tài sản.
But what happened? See. Then he just cannot go there because it smells very bad. And then when he says everything's like ghost charm. Then he
thinks very bad. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do, do,
do, do,
do, do, do, do, do, do, do,
thì đến một ngày nào đó thì Đức Milarepa hối hận nghĩ lại, ngài thấy rằng ngài đã tiêu diệt cả cái làng đó, tất cả thú vật ở cái làng đó, ngài hối hận, ngài mới đi tìm một đạo sư.
Magic. The teacher said, "I cannot do that. I go
and cầu đạo sư nói là con
must go to Mabas place. And the long distance, then he went to Mabas. Okay, that's it.
Vẫn tu tập thì thầy không có làm gì được. Nhưng mà con phải đến muốn tu thì đến gặp vị đạo sư Mạt Pha. Thầy nói thôi, thầy giống như cái chuyện đó, thầy coi cái phim đó thì sẽ được nghe câu còn, chuyện nhé.
Còn giữ bí mật. Yeah.
Thầy dạ, thầy nói gì đâu.
Yeah, I was a small boy, I read the history of that.
Nói khi mà thầy còn niên thiếu, thầy còn trẻ tuổi, thầy nghe câu chuyện về cái biography và cái cuộc đời của Milarepa được nghe lại trong nhiều lần nữa.
No. No. His name is Petam. Petam, I think Petam. I don't know, Petam or Petam. Petam. So that's what I said. So, he was staying like, you know, renounce everything, you know. But she, her sister is very difficult to go there, see, she's shy, you know. But sometimes he's just, you know, said like this, you know. So staying like this. So look like him. Yeah, naked or something. Yeah, it's so. But sometimes she goes. Sometimes gave food or something.
Thì thầy kể lại.
Khi
mà Đức Milarepa trong những cái thời tu tập của ngài, ngài có một người chị hay người em gì đó. Thì người đó thỉnh thoảng đến để nghe thính pháp của ngài. Nhưng mà thầy nói thôi, thầy không kể nữa. Kể dài quá. Chuyện như là chuyện dài.